This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. One day, this nation will rise up, live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men.
Winston Churchill said the destiny of man is not measured by material computations. When great forces are on the move in the world, we learn we're spirits, not animals. And he said there's something going on in time and space and beyond time and space, which, whether we like it or not, spells duty. You and I have a rendezvous with destiny. We'll preserve for our children this, the last best hope of men on earth, or we'll sentence them to take the last step into 1,000 years of darkness.
The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And I guess the question is, are you that exceptional American? And I say, yes, you are. So welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. I'll tell you what, it's election day in some parts of the country, and Georgia is the center of attention. Will the Republicans in Georgia stand up, step forward and vote, well, not for the Trump Slayer, Ossoff. Not for the Trump Slayer. That's the big question. All this hype and craziness that has gone on with the Democrats, will it pay off and will they get a Georgia seat? A Georgia Senate seat. That's, you know, that's kind of the long and short of it. Long and short of it. So welcome to the show. I'm telling you, we've got more things happening in the world. Everybody's saying doom and gloom, World War III here. I'll let you be the judge after today's show. What's happening? What's not happening? The interplay, if you will, what's going on in Syria? Another aircraft encounter that took place over the night. Not with a shoot down or anything like that, but a close encounter of the aircraft kind. When a Russian jet buzzed one of our reconnaissance planes, just kind of typical activity at this point in time. Let's hope and pray there is no war, and let's hope and pray that Syria does not bring us war with Russia, which I don't think it will. I really don't. But it would be really nice to resolve those wars in the Middle East. Now, wouldn't it? The vestiges of Obama, the vestiges of George Bush the Younger, the vestiges of a military-industrial complex. We need to shut them down. Not being an anti-war person. I certainly wasn't in Vietnam. I'm just saying there's something really wrong when wars go this long with tiny little countries in which we cannot handle, and I doubt that. We know we can. See, this is when it starts to look a little bit like Vietnam in the later days, when they just did not want to let go of Vietnam, or we just had a whole entire approach wrong about Vietnam. When the politicians were running Vietnam, when the generals weren't allowed to general. And then, of course, there's the whole reason why we were in Vietnam. Should we ask the legacy of John Fitzgerald Kennedy? Which brings us to the United States ship, Fitzgerald. What is wrong with the picture when the United States ship Fitzgerald has one of the best, the very best radar systems on the planet? I mean systems, and it gets rammed by a large container ship. What is wrong with that picture? What is wrong with that? That's something that's just, as we start to look at that whole thing that happened with the Fitzgerald, the seven sailors that are lost, God rest their souls. There's something wrong with the picture, ladies and gentlemen. Just like we were recounting my experiences yesterday with a friend of mine who had something to do with the Phalanx missile defense system, and he had to rush out to the Stark. Remember that incident, 1987? USS Stark, when they just didn't have the switch on. Talk about the lights are on and no one's home. People are home and the lights are off in that scenario. Why? It's mysterious then, just as mysterious as why don't you have your radar on in the middle of the ocean in heavy trafficked lanes, shipping lanes that are jammed. Why is your radar off? I guess we're just going to have to wait for a big board of inquiry. We'll have to bury the sailors, God rest their souls, and then find out later, right? Something is wrong with that picture, ladies and gentlemen. That's my opinion. This is not tinfoil hat thinking. This is called, let's be honest about it. There's something wrong with that picture. It just does not make sense now, does it? But we're all going to cover it up. Not me, but you know what I mean. The mainstream media, they're all going to cover it up in some way, shape, or form. Starting to get the feel like there's something wrong. There's something wrong with all that stuff now, isn't there? Are we supposed to be in a prolonged war with Islam? Is that what this is all about? And I mean, I have to tell you, I don't think we're putting our full energy into cutting off things dealing with ISIS even. Now, it was Gabby Giffords, or Tulsi, what's her name, from Hawaii. Not Gabby Giffords, but Tulsi from Hawaii. I'll think of her name in a second. Who introduced legislation saying that could cut off all funding to ISIS. Do you realize that? All funding to ISIS. That was legislation she introduced, 6 months ago. Where's that been? I guess we just want to fund ISIS. We want to train ISIS. We want to do all the things with ISIS, and we want to promote them. Is that what this is all about? And I'm talking about legacy issues here with the Obama administration. Because it was under the Obama administration, like it or not, ladies and gentlemen, that ISIS arose. Now, we have the information that we funded ISIS. Scott Bennett. Now, it's kind of interesting. I'm all of a sudden in some of the media circles hearing about funding for ISIS and how we formed ISIS. And it's starting to really rattle around. This is, 2 years ago? It'll be 2 years ago next month on the 7th. That Liberty Tour number three, Scott Bennett gets up and it blows everybody out. The Russians find out. A month later, they start bombing ISIS about the links between President Barack Hussein Obama, Hillary Clinton, and the formation of ISIS. Now, okay, forget what I just said. Say, okay, Paul Preston, Liberty Tour, didn't happen. Scott Bennett, didn't happen. Let me ask you this. Was ISIS there when George Bush, the junior, was president? Did they form under George Bush? Let's be real. Let's be real because, you know, we can't pin anything on the Obama administration now. It's all Trump's fault, by the way. The next thing you hear is Trump created ISIS. When was ISIS formed? Under the Obama administration. He called them the JV team. The JV team. Let me tell you about JV teams. I used to be a head basketball coach. I get this JV business. I get this. JVs grow up to be Vs, varsity. And what he was making reference to, and take a look at when he started calling them the JV team, is when they were up and developing. He knew what was going on. He knew about the United States Marine Corps in there training them in Upper Jordan. Oh, did I say that? I've been saying this for 2 years. But listen, let's just forget about even I just said that. What preceded ISIS was the withdrawal from Iraq of United States forces in 2011 under the objections of his entire military cadre around him. A vacuum was created, and guess what stepped into the vacuum? Al-Qaeda in Iraq. And who did they morph into? Baghdadi, anyone? They morphed into ISIS. That is a fact. Forget about the financing. Forget about Bennett. Forget about Paul Preston. Forget about the Liberty Tour. That also happened now, didn't it? They needed money, ladies and gentlemen. Now you can remember the Liberty Tour. Now you can remember Bennett. Now you can remember Paul Preston. That's how it happened. The legacy lives on. And guess what? Another terrorist attack by ISIS yesterday in Paris. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Oh,
and welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, Numana Foods, N-U-M-A-N-N-A, Numana Foods, sponsor of Agenda 21 Radio. So numana.com/agenda for all your survival and prepper needs. And by the way, you better start gearing up. That's what I say. Also, Tax Mediation Services sponsors Agenda 21 Radio. 1-800-711-5095. That's 1-800-711-5095 for all of your tax mediation services. And Yuba City, Gold and Bullion, 530-755 coin for all of your gold needs. And it's time for gold. It's time for silver. Okay. Liberty Tour number 7. Got to write this down. Liberty Tour number 7 is on the way. The movement just keeps growing. The Liberty Movement just keeps growing. The Liberty Movement just keeps growing. And a lot of announcements coming up about the Liberty Movement, about New State Movement, and so on. A lot of things happening. And, yes, I believe there will be a new state in California, and sooner than you think, actually. That's just, you know, it's just my belief system. That's just my belief system. Anyway, welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. You can email me, paul@a21r.com. And remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. We're ready to go. Okay. Within 5 feet, this is what we hear from about the Russian jet that buzzed one of our aircraft yesterday. I think all Russia really has against our military really is the buzz factor. From what people have told me, and I'm not 100% briefed on all this, I got kind of like the general stuff, is that while the Russians have many exotic weapons, they are not going to die on this hill, perhaps, the Syrian hill. Now, everybody trashes Syria and Assad because it's just the thing to do, trash Syria and Assad, because of the Iranian component. And the Russians, which are deep, you see, you got to remember something. This, we're not in their hood. We're not in Russia's hood. Russia has to deal with radicalized Muslims all the time, mostly of the Sunni variety. ISIS, Al Qaeda, hello, Chechens, Boston bombing. Just reach out and touch someone. So Putin is in a particularly undesirable position. And then there's the Ukraine question and the Ukraine situation. Now, a lot of people, you know, let's go back to Flight 17. Remember that one? Oh, it happened to have been a Malaysian airliner, exactly like the Malaysian airliner of Flight 370. Remember that? Oh, yeah, remember all the drama behind that. And we documented, we talked about that. We said, oh, this plane, yeah, it, oddly enough with that plane. And we brought this out. The amount of fuel necessary, or the distance, let's put it this, the plane was originally destined from Indonesia to Beijing. It just so happens that the only mileage difference between Beijing and a little tiny island in the Indian Ocean called Diego Garcia was 7 miles. That's the only difference with flying time, flying distance. Now, we do know, I mean, everybody would agree, the science is settled. Not, the science is never settled. You know that. That's a joke. Science is never settled. But everybody says, and a lot of people agree, the plane took a southwesterly direction after climbing to high altitude and then going down basically on the deck and flying at low level to avoid radar, apparently. But it took off in that direction. 7 miles distance, and we reported that, in fact, it landed at Diego Garcia. I know this is tinfoil hat, and people would just say, oh, my gosh, you can't be right about this. I don't know if I'm right. I think this is what the information I got from my sources. Then we kind of lose track of it after that. That's where things dry up. And say, people say, well, there's aircraft parts from 757s that were found in the ocean, and they identified it from the plane. We don't know. I mean, the parts were minimal. We haven't been able to find it. It's in the Indian Ocean Gyre, as it's called. Deep in the bowels of the Indian Ocean Gyre. Somewhere between Africa and Australia. Look at that on a map, by the way. You know what a gyre is? It's out in the middle of the ocean, these big, huge currents that are out there forming like a circular water ring going, you know, going down the toilet, so to speak. But it's always a gyre. It's called a gyre. Is it at the bottom of that Indian Ocean gyre? We don't know. We don't know. But we do know one thing. A little bit later, all of a sudden, an exact kind of aircraft, Malaysian markings, was brought down in Ukraine. And they say it was the Russians who did it. However, we blew that one right out, and we had the facts. We brought the facts out. We had the details on Agenda 21 Radio about how that was brought down, all the things that were going on with that aircraft. And we determined it was pretty evident with the information. It wasn't the Russians who did it. It was the Ukrainians who did it. Well, what in the world was going on in Ukraine? Why was Putin so upset about the Ukraine? Well, Putin's so upset about the Ukraine, it's called World War II. You see, not far between actually Ukraine and Russia is a little town called Kursk. And in Kursk, in World War II, the Nazis, with their big Panzer tanks and things like that, were just kind of cruising on the plain there between Ukraine and Moscow. It took 3 million was the estimate, Russian soldiers, in about 2 days to stop these tanks and prevent them from rolling on into Russia. Millions of men died in a matter of days, Russian men, to stop those tanks. Now, I don't know about you, but if the United States of America lost 3 million men in a battle on our own turf, do you think we might be a little bit sensitive about it, even 70-some years later? Do you think that might ring true in a lot of our leaders' heads about that? Do you think that they would be attending memorials at wherever the battle was every single year? You betcha. And do you think the families in this country would let that be forgotten? No. You see, that lingers in the minds of Russians, that they lost so many of their loved ones, and they lost how many in the war anyway? You see, they have a particular type of anger and hatred towards Nazi-esque types of people. And it just so happens that John Brennan, who at the time when all this was starting to go down in Ukraine, had been made head of, guess what, the CIA. This is following Petraeus' stepping out from Benghazi, anyone? So we're talking now in 2012-13, and guess what? John Brennan spends a lot of time in the Ukraine, and what is he doing there? He's installing a new government. He has there's a revolution that goes on in the Ukraine, and the Russian-leaning leadership leaves. And who do they replace it with? Nazi-leaning leadership. And what does John Kerry do, and what does Joe Biden do? Well, their sons each get lobbying jobs for the new Nazi-leaning government. So do you think Putin has a little bit of a beef about having the Nazi-leaning government in the Ukraine so close to his country? I don't know why that would be a problem, do you? Maybe 3 million men from their graves speak to Putin every day. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Well regulated. regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Concerned to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. Email me, paul@a21r.com. Yeah, Putin and the Ukraine were ratcheting up tensions in Syria. I would wish we wouldn't do that. I wish we'd take a different route. That's just what I wish, because I don't want to send men and women into harm's way again for the Middle East wars. I just don't. It's now over. It's now time. We have to pick up and move along. That's the way I look at it. Not being anti-war. I'm not being anti... Well, I'm always anti-war. I mean, who isn't? And I'm being supportive of the military 110%, absolutely. But I don't know if we want that policy to go there. I really don't. Especially in light of what they're trying to do over there. Now, this is not... These people are not good people. I'm not trying to puff him up as just some wonderful person, this Putin guy. No. I get what goes on with Putin. He's a ruthless thug. I get that. But, you know, in a world of ruthless thugs, who would you rather deal with? Him or the Sunni Muslim terrorist? I mean, really? Apparently, this is Sunni Muslim terrorist ISIS? I don't think so. All right. Here we go. Election has started. We're going to cover this right now just to kind of give you a little primer as to what's going on. You're hearing about all this excitement. Is there going to be a toppling of the Trump regime by a single election? Is it going to be telling? Is it going to be drama? My God, we got the drama queens against us. Listen, that was a visual. We've got the Democratic drama. Roll out the Democratic drama queens. Drama, drama, drama. Okay, who are those Democratic drama queens? Chuck Schumer. Chucky Baby. Hillary Clinton. Nancy Pelosi. I mean, come on. Is Nancy Pelosi a drama queen? There's something wrong with the picture with these folks, isn't there? I mean, really? The logic system of these guys? So we roll out the drama queen brigade. I love this. We roll out the drama queen brigade, and guess what? The queens come out, and the kings. Chucky Schumer. I'm going to rate him as a drama queen-esque. Is that an Esquire? I don't know my royalty from anything, but I'm having a little bit of fun because I think it's time to, it's time to stop crying and start laughing. Some of the stuff that they do on the left is Looney Tunes and Merry Melodies. We know that, but it's to the absurd now. And of course, their delaying tactic, trying to prevent the legislative movement of Donald Trump is working, isn't it? Well, it's working in the sense that it's delaying some of the stuff that Trump wants to do. But, I mean, these people just are not awake yet. What is he really doing? How about the rope trip? It's just more rope he's giving these people. We've learned about rope before. But I really believe that. In fact, some of my people tell me that's exactly what he's doing. So I would say that what we have here is not a failure to communicate. We have here a failure to set you up and let you hang yourself business going on. For all the drama queens, of course. Nancy Pelosi, ain't she a peach? Okay, so in Georgia, special election will be a nail biter. This coming from the Hill. All the way to the finish line Tuesday as President Trump looms large over an election that has huge stakes for both Democrats and Republicans ahead of the 2018 midterms. Democrats have zeroed in on the suburban Atlanta district as their best chance this year to flip a House seat and are looking for John Ossoff to be the face of the anti-Trump resistance. But if Ossoff comes up short, his loss will deal a major blow to their newfound momentum and political activism. Okay, that about does it. Place your bets, please. The stakes are just as high for the GOP if it loses this seat, left open by Health and Human Resources Secretary Tom Price. Trump will likely shoulder the blame, and Republicans could start defecting from his agenda. Now, you see, this is kind of, if in fact he loses, I don't think you're going to get defection from the people, but you will get defection from those Republicans that are already defecting anyway. You've got these Republicans that are never Trumpers that are out there, right? And Jason Chaffetz, anyone? Sure. Yeah. I mean, we can go down the list of the other, the drama queens. The Republicans have drama queens too. Jason Chaffetz. He's got his queen crown on. He's proud to wear his gown. Can you see Jason Chaffetz just dressed up in that drama outfit, that queen outfit? But that's what he is on the Republican side. Somebody got him on the Republican side too. And, I understand the Democratic drama queen business and what they're trying to do because they have a tactic and they're speaking with one voice. But then you have the Republicans who just might as well, the drama queen ones, just might as well, John McCain, just feature him in a gown. But then you have these people that are Republicans that profess to support but don't, that stab Donald Trump in the back. What about them? I think those are worse. I really do. I think they are worse for Donald Trump, obviously, because of the disloyalty. And they just can't agree with Donald. Why is that? Well, you know, it doesn't take a lot of rocket science to figure out, like, why a John McCain doesn't agree with Donald Trump, because he's a globalist. We know that. We're going to get to this point, and I've been saying this for months now. If we just take a look at who supports globalism, Paul Ryan. Remember John Boehner, globalist. Mitch McConnell, globalist. All the usual suspects that are there that were globalists before. What's changed anything? They were kind of happy with the Obama situation. Even Jason Chaffetz says, oh, Obama's. Jason Chaffetz, in his crowning glory, makes the statement. I can just go off on this. Makes the statement the other day, yesterday I guess it was, that Obama was more transparent in his presidency than Trump is. Okay. Great job, Jason. Jason wins election and is now retiring. What is wrong with that picture? He's stepping out. What is wrong with that picture? That's another thing. That's another story. What are they trying to do? What's the shape-shifting going? And by the way, what about that list of Republicans that the assassin had? And let's take Jason Chaffetz out of the picture. And what happens if he's replaced by a Democrat? But more importantly, what if Scalise had died and you have in Louisiana a Democratic governor? He would no doubt have appointed what? A Democratic member of the House. Hello? Now, what would have happened if you had other members that were on that field that were assassinated, that would have been assassinated? And thank God they weren't. Thank God, because there were two guns there with police that stopped that crazy man. And now they're couching him as some crazy alcoholic lunatic, blah, blah, blah. When in reality, there's some other things about this personality we'll talk about. But what would have happened? Well, the governors of perhaps Democratic states in which these people were killed would have all been probably Democrats to replace them. Now, I want you to think about that. What would that have done to the Congress? A lot. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Just flashing up on my screen. I think it's been out. But it just came up on my screen. I don't know. Exclusive for Bernie. Donor class action calls DNC the ultimate Ponzi scheme. Bernie Sanders. Yeah, yo, Bernie Sanders. Yo, Bernie. Yo, my man. Can you help a brother out? He might be doing that. Exclusive. This came out today. Ian Mason, Fort Lauderdale. This is a cold read, ladies and gentlemen. So just give me a second. Can't do that in radio, of course. But we're doing it here on Agenda 21 Radio because you know you want to help a brother out, right? Okay, backers of Bernie Sanders are suing the Democratic National Committee for fraud based on last summer's hacks revealing systematic bias for Hillary Clinton in the 2016 primary campaign. California, here I come. Hello? Lordy, lordy, lordy. California, I'm sure. No, this is, listen, I'm just deviating from the article here. Of course, I'm having a lot of fun with this. I wonder if the proctologists that have been roaming around the state capitol down there in California, I wonder if this team of proctologists, you know, there's nothing better than a team of proctologists to really root things out. Isn't that right? Now, if you're a first-time listener to Agenda 21 Radio, and you're sitting there thinking, what the world is this guy talking about? Well, the what we're talking about is not doctors. we're talking about a team of individuals who have come in from the federal government and looking into voter fraud in California. I wonder if the two are linked. Hello. Now, listen, this just, of course, verifies everything that we've been telling you from Agenda 21 Radio and people like Katie Grimes, good friend of the show, Liberty Tour. Katie is definitely coming to Liberty Tour number 7. Oh, yeah. She spoke very well. In fact, we will premiere. We have not put up her speech at the Liberty Tour number 6 yet. And now maybe we will. We've been waiting for the right moment to put Katie's speech up. So look for a nice little fat YouTube DNC to just kind of, you know, put the old stake in the heart business. So the article goes on. Let's get back into this article now. I'm kind of like intrigued. It says the class action lawsuit, Wilding versus, I like that, Wilding. Wilding, like rewilding. You know, the Wilding versus DNC Services Corp is underway in federal court in Florida, where it is awaiting a ruling on the DNC's motion to dismiss heard in April. The plaintiff class, Bernie donors, who also gave money to the DNC under the assumption of its impartiality in the 2016 primary contest between Clinton and Sanders, the suit alleges fraud, negligence, misrepresentation, unjust enrichment, and a consumer protection violation. I love it when a plan starts to come together. This is only part of the plan coming together to destroy the DNC. It's self-destruction on their part. When you run a scheme like this nationally, sooner or later, people are going to rat you out when it's illegal, especially if they've been treated unjustly. Which, listen, I'm no Bernie supporter. I know he's a socialist. I am not a Bernie supporter. But guess what? He was very much wronged in the June 7th primary in California. We all know that. Very much wronged in the June 7th primary. And then it goes on because, you know, remember, she won hands down. That isn't the case at all. She didn't win hands down at all. She lost big time. It was the fraud in California, which, by the way, Jerry Brown. Jerry, how you feeling this morning, brother? I just got the word someone's had some conversations with you lately. I don't know who that is, ladies and gentlemen, but Jerry, how you feeling, bro? Feel a little punky? Like you got punked by your own party, Jerry? Oh, that's cryptic language for a secret that I know. It says the claims are based on the celebrated leaked emails and memos from Guccifer 2.0 hacks last June. This Guccifer gets around. Woo! The leaks appear to show direct assistance of Secretary Clinton to the detriment of Senator Sanders. The novel legal theory is based on the donors having been duped by the DNC's claims of impartiality. I love this. We could just break out into chants. We'll do the om first. Doesn't that sound wonderful at this point in time? Everything, the hard bodies are coming together. Everybody says, oh, that's the sound of the universe. It's a universal theory that people don't like to be duped. Attorney Jack Beck of Beck and Lee Trial Lawyers, the firm representing the class of Bernie supporters, spoke with Breitbart News about the developing case and the surrounding controversies. Here we go. We got drama queens. The entire case shot into the public eye when, according to a notice Black and Lee filed with the court, their office received a call asking for information about the case from a person using a voice-altering device. You know, I have one of those. Every radio station has one. Says a quick lookup of the number revealed it was from a number associated with the Congressional Office of DNC Chairman Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Democrat of Florida. The DNC's attorney quickly denied any knowledge of the incident. Debbie Wasserman, you talk about a drama queen. I'm sorry. I'm really giddy. Says, from a person using a voice-altering device. A quick look up and said, it's Debbie. Hey, no biggie. It's Debbie. The DNC's attorney quickly denied it and said the number is from an unused office and possibly the result of something. We don't know. So this is opening up, ladies and gentlemen. Let's rock out. I think, you know, I'm excited about this. Don't forget the drama queens. It's the DNC. We'll be back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill for pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Blessing and the Agenda 21 Show.
We got this case, this story that just came out in Breitbart, and we're going to get some analysis on this, and then we're going to get back on the case, because this is an interesting case that's developed. They're suing. Many members of the Bernie campaign are suing the DNC, and they're trying to get to the point of discovery, and they're getting really close. And right now, the Democratic Party, the DNC, has filed a motion to dismiss. I bet they have, because it's, you know, who wants to get into that worm farm, if you will? I say farm. I didn't say bag of worms, pile of worms. It's a can of worms. I said the worm farm. That's where worms reproduce. worm farms. Yeah, you've heard of those. That's how you get worms for soil. That's how you get worms for fishing and stuff. It's where they make worms. Almost like vermin. But worms. Worms. Anyway, this is all good in the hood. I love it when a plan comes together. Now, it's going to be kind of interesting when all these people start rolling out voter integrity, Katie Grimes, Megan Barth, all these other states out there go, well, hey, you know what? In that lawsuit you guys have there, we see the same thing going on here. They deceived us over here. Could be the end of the Democratic Party if you think about it, financially anyway. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news, a21r.com. You can email me, Paul, at a21r.com. And thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Shop online at either Shooter's Paradise Online Prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.